It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist with over 30 years of experience helping people feel better through nutrition. You know, if you missed last week's show, you know, the topic was what's for beef or what's for dinner?
Yes. Yes, it
what's
was
for
beef.
Dinner?
What's for dinner?
Oh, beef. What's for dinner?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. You can go to our website and just go on weightandwellness.com, and that's all spelled out, and click on radio show, and you can listen at your convenience. So, you know, just another option for these sunny days. That voice over there is Wendy Cates Dancer. She's our co-host.
Hopping in before I'm introduced,
well,
as
that's
usual.
Good. Keep me straight here. You know, Wendy is a registered nurse. She's my walking partner.
That's right.
She's also our nutrition counselor at White Bear and at Wyzetta. So welcome today.
Yeah. It's great to be here, Dar. You know, I love being on the show. It's just wonderful talking to people about nutrition and making such a difference. I mean, we hear over and over again from people what they've learned on the show and
well,
helped not only what they've learned, but helping their family and their children and basically people all over the country. We have people calling us from Florida and Texas and
neat. Very
other
nice.
Places. Yeah. And I'm also going to be working with someone from South Carolina.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
So
very good.
So, and it's great to have the show on the website so people can listen to it when they want to, because we know it's not always convenient to always tune in, or sometimes people forget and then they can just go, because we have wonderful topics.
We do.
Just wonderful topics.
Well,
our topic today,
yes,
literally can change your life. It's changed mine.
Okay.
So I'm excited. So, but before we start our topic, I want to share a new report that came out this week. Kellogg's cereal company fearing lawsuits that they are causing childhood obesity has decided to stop advertising many of their cereals to children. What's going to be on Saturday morning now, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. What kind of cartoons are going to be on Saturday morning?
Exactly.
They're not going to be advertising the cereals any longer.
But, you know, they're still going to be advertising to adults, because that's okay. They can add to adult obesity, just not to childhood obesity.
So it's sad to say, you know, 70% of our food advertising dollars is for processed.
70%?
70% of the dollars for advertising of food actually is for processed food and for junk food. You know, that's kind of a lot. But however often do we ever hear commercials for meat, vegetables, fruits, and nuts? Now, I don't think I've ever seen a commercial for an avocado.
I don't think so either. Or for a walnut or for a green bean, right?
I know it. No, it's we like, don't see that.
Kids, eat your broccoli, you know? So also, we know that 83% of our kids today really aren't, but can't work up to their potential. So you must ask yourself, what's in that cereal that makes children and adults so obese? And this information actually came from Barb Stitt, who's actually going to be on our show next week, right, Dar?
That's right. And a delightful woman.
Yes.
You have to tune in next week. Everyone.
Right.
Because people just love listening to her.
And she's they've done a ton of research. I mean, it isn't just, they actually did a research project in Wisconsin with kids in a special behavior school.
And actually
getting them real food. It's fascinating.
And this research is done 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a book out that's called Food and Behavior, A Natural Connection. And it's about kids and about adults, but mainly mm-hmm. about kids.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun show next week.
It's going to be a fun show. So what is in this cereal that makes children and adults so obese? Not only obese, but unable to function.
Well, you know, I would have to think that it is sugar, because that is the number one addiction. Think of that.
The number one.
The number one addiction is sugar. Now, it's not
crack. Alcohol.
Nope, not alcohol, not crack cocaine, you know, not marijuana, but sugar.
Sugar, wow.
You know, isn't that, you know, and they often say that if they wouldn't even approve sugar now if it was to come up before the FDA.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, well, yeah. Well, okay. When we look at sugar, though, I've heard a lot of nutritionists, and Barb's husband, Paul, actually said this at a talk I went to several years ago, that cereal should actually be labeled as candy because that's how much sugar it has in it. He said, we need to let mothers know what this really is. It's candy.
Yes.
And if we labeled it as candy, they wouldn't be buying it for their kids.
So that's kind of going back to that Kellogg story, that news story. I think more and more kind of leading authorities are also saying, besides just Paul Stitt, a lot of other leading authorities are now saying cereal turns into sugar, and we've been saying it for 2 years on this show.
Yes.
Cereal turns into sugar, and there's many, many teaspoons of sugar in every little serving of cereal, which is always a shock for people.
You know, it is. And in our classes that we do on diabetes and jump-starting your metabolism, we actually hand out boxes of cereal and have people measure how many teaspoons of sugar there are in a serving of cereal. And they're always amazed. We give them a little pint jar, and that pint jar is about a quarter full by the time they get done. You know, most cereals have like 11 to 16 teaspoons of sugar.
And then that's for a serving.
Right.
And many people eat 4, 5, or 6 servings at a time of cereal. And honestly, we don't have enough sugar to measure sometimes.
That's true. That's true. And some of those cereals aren't already sugared either. So you add sugar besides.
Right.
And
exactly.
Then the skim milk with more sugar. So anyway. And so that leads us right up to our topic today. Compulsive eating and cravings. Now, what does sugar have to do with compulsive eating and cravings?
Well, as we said, it's the number one addiction. So, again, if you have cravings for sugar or chocolate
or
bread or chips or alcohol or diet pop, then this is the show for you. You got to keep listening.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, if you want more information on cravings, just go to our website, weightandwellness.com. And sign up for our newsletter, our e-newsletter. This month's topic is cravings.
And actually, I wrote this month's article with
yes,
a little
you did.
Help.
I haven't read it yet. But
with a little help from a few friends, because they always help me out on some of these things. But what I did is looked at all the biochemical reasons for cravings and compulsive eating and drinking. And more important, for our show, what we want to do for the listeners is to give them some ideas of how to rebalance that body biochemically so that they can get rid of those cravings. You don't need to have cravings, honestly.
I know. Most people don't believe that.
I know it.
But cravings truly are linked to a biochemical imbalance. And that really is a new thought for most people.
I know. Biochemical imbalance.
Right. I know as a nurse, I was taught that compulsive cravings and eating and addictive behavior were psychological problems. A lack of self-esteem, issues of self-discipline, and things like that. But
well,
that's not what we believe, is
it? No, it isn't. You know, my first undergrad degree was in psychology. And kind of that psychological theory of compulsive eating, it's connected to some emotional event or, you know, and what they say it causes is what we call emotional eating.
Right.
Emotional eating. And so when I'm working with clients, I'll say, What do you mean by emotional eater? And when does this happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very surprising. For some people, it occurs when they haven't eaten for several hours. Yes. In fact, you know, just yesterday, I was working with a gentleman, and he discovered that he felt sad if he hadn't eaten for, you know, 2.5 to 3 hours. And then as soon as he ate, his sadness went away.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
That's just really fascinating.
So very perceptive man had tuned into that and had learned that by not eating frequently enough, he felt sad many times a day.
Well, I bet a light bulb really went off for him, didn't it, Dar?
It did.
It wasn't depression or sadness, as he had always thought, but low blood sugar.
In fact, it was a big relief for him. I mean, you know, he's now starting to realize that those mood swings and cravings could just be, he could stop these, actually stop them by eating maybe every 2.5 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And magically,
wouldn't everybody love to eat every 2.5 to 3 hours?
Oh, I mean, you feel the best when you do that.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, magically, his sadness just disappeared. Unbelievable.
Right. Until he forgot to eat again.
Yes.
So, food is so powerful. When we start working with many of our clients, Dar, as you know, they are totally frustrated with themselves. Usually, by the time they come in, they do have a low self-esteem, you know, because of how they think that they should be eating, and they just can't. Is it time to take a break?
It is. It is time.
Okay, well, we'll come back and talk about
the frustrated
the cravings
people.
And frustrated people yes. when we get right back.
So, you know, it's time for a break. If you think diet drinks work, Americans would be the thinnest people on earth. Sugar consumption has dramatically increased since artificial sweeteners came on the market. More cravings for sugar and more overweight people. So we'll be back in a short break, after a short break.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
What is your biggest health concern? Diabetes, digestive problems, cholesterol, fatigue, compulsive eating, weight loss? No matter what health issue you face, you need a plan. What kind of plan? One that you can live with. A practical plan based on sound nutrition, not on starvation or deprivation. A balanced plan that protects your health and increases your well-being. Think of food as your solution to a healthier life. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped thousands of people live healthier, more productive lives, and nutrition is their only business. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has a plan that meets your needs, too. Consider taking a class with other health-minded people, learning how to make nutrition a priority, or imagine meeting with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns and create a personalized eating plan. Which approach is best for you? Make 2006 the year that you commit to a plan and get the support that you need for healthy eating. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today at 651-699-3438. Or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, for current class schedules and information on individual consultations.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and we are talking today about cravings. If you have questions for us, please give us a call at 651-641-1071. We'd love to have a conversation with you.
So, go ahead, Wendy.
Well, before we went on break, we were talking about that many of our clients get so frustrated with themselves.
Yes.
When they come in, and they just feel like they cannot manage this, and they're really beating themselves up for it. You know, they have low self-esteem, but they're hooked on things like M&Ms or chips,
yes.
muffins, crackers. Diet pop is huge, or regular soda is huge too. We're seeing that over and over again, and they have what we call that I can't eat just one syndrome. Thanks to Lay's potato chips, right? I bet you can't eat one, right? So often these clients are in charge of everything else in their life.
Yes. They are successful in everything that they do. They run large companies.
Right.
They have huge budgets that they manage. Their kids are successful. Their marriage is successful. They have great friends. But there's one thing they can't control, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be cravings and their eating. And again, beating themselves up because of their lack of control. We are seeing more and more clients caught in what we call this miserable limbo between sickness and health. The compulsive eating behavior really and literally is slowly killing them.
And we're seeing that more and more and more with clients in their 30s, early 40s, where they're starting to have aches and pains and they can't sleep and all those
can't
things.
Can't think, foggy thinking, right, not to mention all of the irritable bowel syndrome and the digestive issues that we see, Dar.
Right.
A lot of that is due to all that sugar, too. So.
So kind of understanding, it's kind of an intellectual process of understanding the biochemistry of cravings, hunger, and addictive patterns of eating. And when you do understand that and get help with it, you can really put an end to that struggle so that you can get on with life, you know?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
What would life be without cravings?
Well, you know.
I do, actually. I remember as a nurse, I would decide that I needed to lose some weight. And I can't tell you how many diets I went on. So I would do the typical diet of the day, usually skip breakfast to, you know, to save those calories.
Exactly.
And then skip lunch or either have like a salad with no salad dressing or low-fat yogurt.
Oh, we see that all the time.
Exactly. And then by 2:30 or 3 o'clock, I would be starving. So what I would do then is not only would I be starving, but it was like that I thought I should just tough out, you know. You know, you're supposed to be hungry when you're on a diet. But what really happened is my energy just plummeted, you know, and it's like I could hardly stay awake at like 2:30 or 3. And nurses are really busy, you know, so that wasn't that. So I would run downstairs and get a Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then, I had energy. I would go to the end of my shift. The next day, same thing would happen. I would go and get a Diet Coke, 2:33 in the afternoon. By the third day, I was getting a Diet Coke and a Snickers candy bar.
Okay.
And then that was it. It was like after I had that sugar, I just didn't stop eating sugar all evening. I mean, I ate the Snickers candy bar, and then I had to have something else and something else. And we know that because we've worked with many nurses. I mean, I've been one for years, but yes. We also work with nurses, and they're really, I'm sorry to say this, Dar, I didn't know this when I came to see you, but it's like, oh no, here comes a nurse. And what? They typically don't have time to eat.
That's right.
It's like, oh, I can't take a break.
Yes.
But yet we know that the hospitals are full of candy machines and things like that. And we can get to that candy machine just like I could get that Diet Coke and that Snickers bar.
I know. Nurses and doctors, they can get to the candy and the pop.
Yeah. They have time to grab that.
They can't take time
healthy.
To eat.
Yeah.
So then when you got started at work and you started eating more candy and you started drinking more Diet Pop.
Yeah, I just wanted more.
You just wanted more. And so it just kept going and going and going.
Yeah, I just couldn't stop. I literally couldn't stop at just one.
So did your diet of not eating work for you? Did you lose weight?
No, I didn't lose any weight. You know, and the sad thing is like, you know, eating that candy bar, you don't feel satiated. You feel just like, you know, that horrible feeling of wanting and needing more and never feeling like it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
So no, of course I didn't lose weight. I mean, I was, you know, I ate my way all through the evening until I fell into bed exhausted. So I actually gained many pounds dieting.
Okay.
Many. So it wasn't until I came, actually, I took the Jumpstart Your Metabolism class.
Okay.
And then I came to see you and then I did the Weight and Wellness series. But in doing all of that, I learned to eat every 2 to 3 hours, and I not only did my cravings go away, I had no idea. It was just amazing to me because I had no idea how much my life was run by cravings until after I didn't have any.
Isn't that, yes, it is kind of amazing, and people don't realize that something outside of themselves is controlling their life until they don't have it.
It's a horrible feeling. I mean, I would go back and forth from thinking, you know, it's a good thing I'm not an alcoholic to darn it, you know, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm addicted to food. At least alcoholics can stay away from alcohol, but I have to eat, right? But now I know I don't have to eat sugar, right? So, and I'm really proud to say that I've actually lost 55 pounds and I've kept it off for 6 years now.
That is wonderful.
Pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. So, and a lot of people don't know that about you, Wendy, that you have lost 55 pounds.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you don't have those cravings any longer.
No.
But number one thing that you're doing is you're eating how often?
About every 3 hours.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, now, isn't that a simple solution, truly, for people? It's a simple biochemical answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you skip meals,
right,
you end up with low blood sugar, you crave sugar, you eat sugar, and then you are certainly a member of I can't eat just one syndrome.
That's right.
And you keep eating and eating and eating and eating. So.
And, you know, Dar, I have a very, and I know there's,
you know, let's hold that because it is, again, break time. So, you know, I got an interesting fact here.
I love these facts.
Only when 51 nutrients are present at their proper levels will you feel entirely full and satisfied. And if one nutrient is missing, you will feel hungry and crave food. 51, and if you're short on one, you're going to be hungry and crave. So, we'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
We are back with Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have cravings, we have the perfect class for you. It is our Weight and Wellness series, starting this coming week in three convenient locations, Wayzata, White Bear Lake, and St. Paul. And we also would like to really push our Saturday morning class in St. Paul. We have one of our most experienced teachers, Barb Bredesen, and many of you know her. She's taught community classes in every community.
And she has
in
groupies.
The metro area. Yeah, she has people that follow her. Yeah, they love Barb. So Barb Bredesen is actually teaching that class. So call our St. Paul office at 651-699-3438 and sign up for that class. And on Saturday mornings in the Highland area, you can have lovely tea at our office or go down the street to the tea source. And I mean, it's just to take a walk along the river. Be a great place to come down to Highland and learn some how to manage your cravings. We also, and this is very exciting, have added a new lunchtime.
That was one of my brainstorms.
Series. That was one of your ideas. So check out our website for more details, yep. weightandwellness.com. And Andy is spelled out. And I'm really excited about it. So that those 12-week classes are actually going to be like 1 hour over lunch, so you can come and bring a healthy lunch and learn how to eat and manage your cravings.
And bring your whole office over, and everybody's going to be happy and healthy in 12 weeks, or
absolutely.
Maybe even in 3 or 4 weeks. So
well, usually it starts right away, you know, because we jump right in with
that's
that
right.
first class, yep. teaching people how to eat. So if you have questions for us today. If you suffer from cravings or know someone that does, give us a call at 651-641-1071.
You know, Wendy, when we were, we had a caller that couldn't stay on the line, and what she was asking us is something about the pH and losing weight.
Right.
And so we don't know exactly what she was asking, but, you know, I think you and I know that when people are eating in balance, where they're eating vegetables.
Exactly.
And some protein, you know, 3 or 4 ounces of protein at every meal.
And
healthy fats. Their pH level stays perfectly balanced and they lose weight. But when they add the cereals,
yep.
that's a really an acidic food.
Yes, it is.
And that's when they start getting in trouble and they start getting their pH out of balance. Mm-hmm. So it's a very simple thing when you're eating real food. Mm-hmm. So personally, we don't address it because it just happens naturally for people.
Mm-hmm.
So hope we answered that question.
Yeah, we like to keep things simple.
We do.
Don't we?
Yep, we do. So we do have
okay,
a caller
well,
here. Let's see, line two.
Good job.
Michelle, you have a question for us on pop or diet pop?
Yes, diet pop. I heard you say you could be addicted to diet pop.
Right.
And I drink it because there's no calories in it, and I'm trying to lose weight, and I've heard so many different things about how you shouldn't have it or not have, you know, I don't know what is too much, and how do you know if you're addicted to diet pop?
Well, I think if you're drinking more than one a week, you're addicted to it.
Okay, well then how do you break that?
Well, and then, you know, I think mentally you have to think about this. And this is what the research says, that what happens when you drink diet pop, because it has that sweetness, And when you have that sweetness on your tongue, it makes your blood sugar grow up. You pull the sugar out of your system and into your fat cells, so you got that fat storage, and your blood sugar drops. And when your blood sugar drops, you have to have sugar or something that has sugar in it. So it actually creates more cravings and more kind of insulin resistance for yourself. So it's a negative, plus all the other chemicals. So you kind of got to get some of this stuff straight in your head, knowing the research, because intellectually, that's part of the process of stopping any addictive substance, I believe.
Right.
And then what you have to do is start eating frequently through the day, and maybe you replace it with some good iced tea. You know, you get a little caffeine. Iced tea is healthy for you. Green iced tea would be wonderful for you. And pretty soon you're not even thinking about it. And you drink a lot of water. A
lot of water. Yep.
Yeah, I did find a diet iced green iced tea that I like.
But you don't want
Yeah, you have to see what's in the diet.
It still has NutraSweet.
Something says diet on it. You need to, we always need to read the labels. But if it says diet, I'm highly suspect that has artificial sugar in it.
Okay, so stay away from the artificial sugars. And then, and I do eat. Right now I'm on a deal where I'm eating 5 or 6 times a day, a little, you know, here and there. So
great.
And then, you know, for some people, they truly still have a craving and addiction to Diet Pop. And I personally formulated a product that we call Crave Control Plus that helps people eliminate those cravings. And all that's in there are amino acids and a little vitamin B and little magnesium. And basically, by getting your system rebalanced, your neurotransmitters rebalanced, mm-hmm. suddenly you don't have those cravings. And usually people only have to use that product for 2 or 3 weeks, and they're off of the Diet Pop without pain and misery.
People just love that product. That's one of the best things that we have at our office, I think, for some people. For
so we have a lot of solutions for people that have cravings.
Okay.
So thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling the show. So are we going to take another call, Dar?
Sure. Okay. Jennifer, you have a question on sugar?
Yeah, I crave sugar pretty much all the time, and I was reading some articles on candida.
Yes.
Like, it's a yeast in the body.
It's an overgrowth of yeast, fungus, yes.
Mm-hmm. And supposedly if you crave sugar, that means you have candida, or...
Well, Jennifer, not necessarily, but, I mean, certainly if you have candida, because yeast... favorite food is sugar. But the first place we would look at is actually intestinal health. You know, do you have plenty of good bacteria? Because that's where the yeast starts for us in our body, is when our good bacteria gets depleted.
And that gets depleted because we are on a round of antibiotics or anti-inflammatory drugs or, you know, different kind of medications. And that's why that good bacteria will get depleted. And sometimes people will say, gee, I had antibiotics and now I crave sugar like crazy.
Right, or they had a cleanse to do a colonoscopy and their cravings go through the roof. I mean, things like that happen to us. Medications, stress, things like that can deplete our healthy bacteria. So it doesn't automatically, just because you have cravings, mean that you have, systemic or, you know, have candidiasis.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I have really poor digestion.
Okay.
I get bloated really easily, gassy, constipation, and whenever I eat any wheat, I get really cranky and just don't feel good.
Right.
Well, you probably have a gluten sensitivity.
Right.
And you really need some help with getting your system balanced, because if you do have a gluten sensitivity, it tends to wear your health down more and more and more, and then people start having aches and pains, and pretty soon they have an autoimmune
and
disease.
And more cravings, and because more cravings. You want to feel better. You want that little bump in sugar. So I think, you know, Jennifer, we probably need to start with your intestinal health and, look at that. So
what would you recommend, that I just, like, avoid the whole wheat?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We would.
And so what do I do? I mean... Are there gluten-free products available?
There are, but, and that's the first place people want to go. But we don't recommend that at all, really. We want we are proponents of real food and nutrient-dense foods. And so we get our carbohydrates from vegetables, fruits. And that's where you want to be getting your carbohydrates from. And then some really good quality protein. And then you need some really good healthy fats to help heal.
Okay. How long does it take to heal, like, digestive disorders?
Some people come back the next day saying thank you very much a week later. Some people, it depends on what's going on. It might take a while, but usually fairly quickly, wouldn't you say, Dar?
I would say, yes. Mm-hmm. And usually within a couple of weeks, people are over their cravings and they're eating healthy.
Okay, so I don't necessarily need to go out and buy gluten-free.
No.
No, please don't do that, because most of those things are very high in sugar. And you might really want to consider taking one of our classes, Jennifer, or going to the website.
Okay, so I go to the 107 website, and what do I look under for your classes?
Go to our weight and wellness website.
Okay.
It's weightandwellness.com.
And all of our classes are listed there.
Great. Oh, thank you so much. You've been so helpful.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Wendy, we have to take a break. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and if you have questions, just give us a call at 651-641-1071.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Sarah, did you hear about the new diet to drop 2 dress sizes in 2 weeks?
Ugh, I'm so sick of hearing about new diets that you can lose all this weight only to gain back more. Remember when we tried the cabbage soup diet? Yuck, the smell of cooked cabbage still gets to me.
I do need to lose weight, but I wish there was a plan to keep it off and do it healthy. Haven't we tried everything out there?
Feels like it. Hey, I listened to that show on FM 107. It's called Dishing Up Nutrition, and I heard them talking about a weight and wellness series.
Oh, yeah, I like that show. Too. I learn a lot from tuning in, and my favorite part is that they don't believe in dieting either.
Given our track records of diets, I'd have to say that I believe that too. Low fat, low carb, I'm sick of them all. I end up tired, I'm cranky, and I'm regaining any weight I lose.
If you're sick of all those fad diets or losing weight only to gain it all back and then some, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness and sign up for their 6-week classes at 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438. Or log on to weightandwellness.com.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have a question and can't get through on the phone lines, please just email us the question and we will answer it next week. Our email address is email@weightandwellness.com. Be sure to tell us how you want it if you want us to answer it on the show,
yes,
live on the show, or we can just email the answer to you from our
experts,
our experts and our own computers, right?
Yes. So Wendy, we have a lot of callers today.
Okay,
so
let's go to
line 2. Joanne, you have a question on smoking and cravings.
Well, I quit smoking 3 months ago, and I replaced it with a lot of sugar-free gum. And I was wondering if that's making me have sugar cravings.
Yes, it is. One of the things, when you quit smoking, you I'm sure you probably know that they soak the tobacco in sugar water. And
no,
I think they even they do, yes. So that's one of the reasons that people get so hooked on cigarettes, because of that. They're hooked on sugar. So by doing these sugar-free gums, you continue that craving and on and on and on and on. So, I have a solution. Huh? Yes. Actually, if you can find a B vitamin that is a sublingual B vitamin, that means you put it under your tongue. So every time you have a little craving, you put that B vitamin under your tongue. And it works. It takes care of that.
Especially for people that are...
Yeah.
Have just gotten off cigarettes.
It's just a regular B vitamin. Is it any number after it or anything?
It's a sublingual. It goes under your tongue. It's
one of the manufacturers or one of the companies that has it is called Source Naturals.
Mm-hmm.
It's called CoB, sublingual B vitamin. And I've had hundreds of non-smokers or people that had quit smoking use that. And it relaxes them and it just takes that craving away. And you know what? B vitamins are totally water soluble, so that you can't have an
overdose.
Excess. No. So Sounds like a good answer?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
you. You're welcome. Well, we'll take another call, right, Dar?
Yes, we will.
Okay. As soon as we get the right button here. There
Becky,
we go.
Becky, you have a question on low-fat yogurt, right?
Right. I'm having a hard time finding a yogurt that is low-fat and low-sugar without it having a lot of chemicals in it.
Well, it's really not possible to find a low-fat yogurt without sugar. And what you really want is you want a whole milk yogurt.
A whole milk yogurt.
Whole yes. milk yogurt. So what we're saying, Becky, is that you need the fat. You need the fat in the yogurt. That balances your meal for you. Yogurt is pretty much a perfect food. It's got 9 grams. If we get the whole milk, mm-hmm. it's got 9 grams of protein, 9 grams of fat, 13 grams of sugar. So get some whole milk plain yogurt.
And, you
know, then you want to add, add berries, add some protein powder, wonderful coconut milk. Isn't that on our website?
Yes, it is. For a shake recipe, it is.
The protein shake recipe.
Mm-hmm. But even if you just want to eat plain yogurt, you know, put a few berries in it. And mm-hmm. if it's not quite sweet enough, put a little maple syrup in there or a little stevia, and you have so much less sugar and you have your chemicals. I mean, you don't have chemicals
right.
then.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
We have another call.
Yes, we do. Let's see. We'll get there. Ellie, you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to know about the soy veggie burgers and what you think about that.
Well, almost all soy is genetically modified now. In fact, what I've heard is all soy is. And a lot of the soy burgers have a lot of chemicals in them. So we have stopped recommending those. Mm-hmm. Probably maybe 12 years ago, that was a different product than they are now. And they may have been better for people, but now they don't seem to be very healthy for people. You know, you'll see that there's MSG.
MSG.
And a lot of other chemicals that's in them. So we would recommend a turkey burger or, a beef burger is much healthier for people.
Yeah, real meat is really much healthier for us, and it has the amino acids in the percentage that we need to make our neurotransmitters. So are you vegetarian?
We just like a lot of the soy products that are out there.
Well, that's because it's the gut. They have the chemicals in it that make them more addicting for people. And that's why people like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of sad. But, maybe a little good tofu would not be as bad, or a little tempeh. That seems to be a healthier product than the burgers.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thanks for your question. We have another caller, Dar.
We do, if I can just, let's see.
You'll get there. Okay.
Ann, you have a question for us? Or foods for babies. Anne?
Yes. Hi. I have a 10-month-old son, and I'm wondering, what are the best foods to give him?
Well, the first foods you should probably start with is an organic egg yolk and avocado.
Okay.
And at 6 months, is it a girl or a boy?
A boy, and he's 10 months
ten
now.
Months.
Okay, 10 months. Okay. Actually, even at 6 months, babies are able to break down and digest meat. So meat would be the next thing. So other good, healthy fats,
mm-hmm.
Avocados, certainly can do butter, things like that. And, otherwise meats and vegetables.
Right.
I mean, lots of vegetables would be great for him.
Okay, and my doctor told me to stay away from eggs until he's a year. Is it the egg white that's...
Right. You do want to stay away from the egg white, which is the protein. But the egg yolks have wonderful omega-3 fatty acids that will actually match up with his brain fat. So.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
bye.
Wendy.
Is
it
time for a break again?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Let me just drop that call. And
okay.
So we are, we're going to take a short break again. And, we are here to help you make changes in your health. And if you have a special topic that you want to hear on the radio, just email Wendy at Weight and Wellness, and we'll add them to our list of shows. And we're trying make it a service to people that are listening. So
I think that's a great idea.
And we'll be right back
with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Sugar, sugar. Mm-mm-mm. What is your favorite sweet indulgence? Brownies? Pastries? Cookies? Frappuccinos? Anything chocolate? We all enjoy a treat, but if you treat every day like Halloween, perhaps it's time to rein in that sweet tooth. Research shows that cravings have biochemical origins. That's right, they're not just sugar lust. The solution? Get to the source. Luckily, we don't have to do this alone. The friendly staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness has worked with hundreds of people who wanted to break their sugar habits, eat healthier, and feel better. Sugar saps your energy, weakens your immune system, and is highly addictive. We have all seen how sugar affects children, but adults get hooked just as easily. Others rely on artificial sweeteners that are full of chemicals, believing those substitutes are healthier than sugar. Before you refill that candy dish, pick up the phone and find out how Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help you eliminate your sugar cravings. Imagine eating in a way that leaves you satisfied, gives you more energy, and a trimmer waistline. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
There was a man back in 95 whose heart ran out of sight. We are back with Dishing Up Nutrition. You may ask, how do diet drinks cause more cravings for sugar? And Dar, you already answered this, but I'm just going to tell people this again. Scientists have found that as soon as the tongue tastes something sweet, the body actually converts glucose in the blood into storage of fat, causing the blood sugar to drop. Low blood sugar causes you to crave more sugar. And Dar, I have a very sensitive biochemistry to sugar. And
I know, even you've talked about that quite often.
Yeah, even if I am not an alcoholic, thank God, I have a lot of relatives that are addicted to alcohol.
You know, remember, Wendy, when we had Carol Ackley on the show, we had a show called Nutrition for Sobriety,
yep,
which is up on our website if you haven't heard it. You know, she talked about how sugar is very closely chemically related to alcohol. In fact, alcohol is made from sugar.
Yeah.
And it seems that people that have problems with alcohol also have problems with sugar. And interestingly, children of alcoholics often have a problem with sugar.
Right. Uh-huh. I must admit, I certainly fit the I can't eat just one syndrome. One cookie leads to many cookies and other sugar treats for me.
So, you know, we call them treats.
Yes.
But maybe they're sweets to die for.
Literally?
Yeah. The fact is, sugar reduces your immune system by 50% for several hours. So does that sound like a treat?
No.
Or is it just a little bit of poison?
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. And we know we both have clients that believe the only happiness they can feel is the joy of that sweet taste. They think that will put sweetness into their life.
So it's basically irrational thinking created by biochemical imbalances. Logic says eat sugar, ache more, be more depressed, and feel miserable. Nothing sweet about that, I would say.
I would have to agree. So, Dar, we know the first step to stop cravings is to eat frequently, to eat in balance, to eat every 2 to 3 hours, to eat some meat.
Or fish.
Or fish.
Or chicken,
eggs.
Or
cheese,
eggs.
Cottage cheese. Vegetables.
You know, maybe green beans, sweet potatoes.
And all the lovely vegetables they have at the farmer's market. You know, there were tomatoes there this morning.
Oh, sounds great.
So, and nice fresh tomatoes. Beets.
Yes.
Those little wonderful...
pea pods.
Pea pod, yes. Great pea pods. So, yes, we like lots of vegetables. And real fat. And our good fats. Our real good fats. Like our nuts. Our avocados. Our seeds. And then most cravings will vanish.
And remember, the food you eat is the magic within you. Thank you for listening.
And your cravings will disappear.